Of course, it is day 59 of the BP oil spill in the Gulf, and Warren Levinson with the Associated Press is in New Orleans. And Warren, let's just talk right now about what's happening with the cleanup. Paint a picture of the of what it's like there on the Gulf.
Well, Penny, it's the oil goes where the oil goes, and sometimes it's not exactly predictable where it's going to go. For instance, for several days in Orange Beach, Alabama, you had no oil washing up. And in fact, just as a local authority was saying, well, looks like we're clean again, you had this sort of invasion of tar balls washing up, turning that beach brown. You have a mile under the on the seafloor. You have now BP using the equipment from the failed top kill to siphon some of the oil up to a ship on the surface. They've now got a permit to burn some of it, and so they've got a burner going, flaring a lot of that oil into the atmosphere. And you have the hope that eventually they'll capture something like 90% of what's coming out. And what's coming out, we're not exactly sure. It could be anywhere between 1.5 million and 2.5 million gallons a day.
And Warren, you know, perception is everything, especially if you're in the middle of all of this. People there, very frustrated, and for some, it's running as thick as the oil. Are they seeing any real progress? Are they believing that anything is getting done, or they're just sitting there on the beach just getting mad at everybody?
Well, I don't know about sitting on the beach getting there. I'm mad at everybody, and they're really mad at everybody because a lot of people see their way of life just sort of getting away from them, and they're not sure whether it'll ever come back. There are people whose tourist business are shut down, businesses are shut down because you can't get on the beach. There are people whose tourist businesses are shut down because although the beaches are open, the people who usually come to book them aren't coming because they're afraid that they'll either be closed or that they are overwhelmed by oil. There are fishing charters that can't go out. There are fish that can't be caught because the guys who usually catch them are basically on hold waiting for BP to call them out to do oil cleanup. What you do is if you sit in the marinas in these places, like I was in Grand Isle yesterday, you see the men and women in after a day with the orange vests and the rubber white rubber boots that are all stained brown by what they've been picking up. And, you just wonder what's next.
Okay. Yesterday, I mean, there was a big meeting with BP executives and the president, and then the president announcing, you know, how this payout is going to work, or the fund, the escrow fund. But also in addition to that, BP announcing that it is going to pay for all of those rig workers from other companies that are being affected because of the moratorium. Is that going over at all well there? I mean, you would think, okay, that should help some people. But from what I'm hearing this morning, a lot of people are still concerned because there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Well, Penny, it sounded good at first. BP is going to pay $100 million for oil workers who are not going to be working because of the six-month moratorium. And the six-month moratorium, despite anger over the spill, is not that popular here in Louisiana because so much of the economy is tied up with the oil extraction. And it's, like I said, it sounded good at first, $100 million, but then when you divide it up over the number of workers that it's supposed to cover, and of course it doesn't count the local economy where those dollars get turned over into things like services and grocery stores and stuff, $100 million doesn't actually sound that much, doesn't sound like it'll go that far.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Warren Levinson with the Associated Press joining us there live from New Orleans.
KFWB News Time, 5:37.